Hey y'all, I'm coming on a little early to just test out my stuff. So we're not going to get started. I'm actually going to pause the request. Now I'm recording. Okay, let me start over. Wow. Wow. All right. Let's get started again. Okay, Queen's Club Masterclass. Big ass action. What got you here won't take you there. So we're going to be talking about stalls and plateaus. And some of you all have probably experienced stalls and plateaus throughout your journey. And so, maybe when you as you were losing your weight, probably at some point you did, right? Or when you got, you may be at a weight right now, right, where you want to lose a little bit more, but you're at a stall or a plateau. And so I looked up plateau on the dictionary, the handy dandy dictionary, because I like to start there when I'm doing a new presentation because I just like to get the facts out first. And so a plateau is defined as a state of little or no change following a period of activity or progress. So pretty straightforward, right? You're not losing any weight. You were losing weight before. That was the period of activity or progress, and now you're not losing weight. But I want to get a little bit more specific about how at PNP we define a plateau because it's interesting when folks will post about having a about thinking that they're going through a plateau or a stall, when maybe just for a week or two they haven't gained or lost any weight. And the way we define it around here is 4 to 6 weeks. That is a true plateau. If it's anything less than that, then your body is just kind of adjusting and, it's just not a true plateau. And you just got to give it a little bit more time to, maybe make some tweaks and adjustments and then, if you continue not to lose weight after all those tweaks and adjustments, then you might be at a true plateau. But we call it 4 to 6 weeks. And so when someone posts about having a plateau or being in a plateau, we ask for at least 2 to 3 weeks of food journals because number two, your four basics are dialed. If you are in a true plateau, you have dialed in your four basics. You really can't think of anything else to adjust or tweak. And so we ask you to send us your food journal because probably there is something that you can tweak and there is something that you can adjust. And so, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on tonight. But what else? Talk about in the comments. Let's see. Oh, good. I'm so glad, Jennifer, this was meant for you. I was thinking about you today. Gail says she's been in a 7-month plateau. Okay. So, you said you've tried many changes and the evening snacks are the culprits. So it sounds like you know what's going on in terms of what the issue is. So it might just be pretty clear to you, right? But for some, they just don't really know what the issue is, what the culprit is. And so that's what we're going to talk about in a minute. So how else do you define a plateau or who else has been on a plateau? Let's see. Melanie says she's been in one. But I think I've passed my two more than I should. So it may not be a true plateau, right? Because you kind of know what you need to do. And a stall, I mean, you can define a stall and a plateau the same way, or you can maybe call a stall just, more of a temporary, more of just one, not losing weight for 2 or 3 weeks, right? So Cindy says she thinks she's in a stall, but it's of her own making. So I'm glad all y'all are being honest with yourself, right? You're not just saying like, I haven't gained weight and I have no idea, or when I keep saying gain weight, I haven't lost weight and I have no idea why, right? Because y'all are in Queen's Club. You gotta be grown ass women and be honest with yourselves, right? And so that's really what you have to ask yourself is, okay, I'm having a stall or I'm having a plateau, but I know of some things that I can level up. So, And Jean, I think it's Jean. I think Jean is your first name. She said she thought was she was in a plateau, but she tried leaving three bites and busted through it. So awesome. And let's see, we have an April baby who fell into maintenance at 195, right? And so that's what a plateau is, right? Where you just maintain your weight and you're just eating to maintain. And so, yeah, Jennifer says she knows why too, why she's in a stall. And she's just accepted that maintaining is what she wants to do right now. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's awesome to just get really good at maintaining your weight, because when you reach your goal weight, that's what you're going to be doing, right? So you can always practice and just decide you're going to take some time to just work on maintaining and not losing anymore. Stephanie says, I was in a stall for 3 months, but I think it was that I needed to recalculate my hunger scale. I leveled up and back on track to losing. Awesome. Yep, eating to maintain. And that is something we're going to talk about in a little while. But it's more than the food. And that's what I want to talk about. So what got you here won't take you there. If you're not getting the same weight loss results you used to, you've lost motivation, maybe. But did you really lose motivation? Or are you just choosing not to feel motivated anymore? So, I mean, if you're not, you know, eating to your two, if you're eating past your two, if, what else was it? Let's see. If you're overeating, that's basically what we're talking about here, then you probably are not as motivated as you used to be, right? I mean, that just makes sense that when you're motivated, you're more likely to do the four basics. And so we're going to talk about all about motivation today. And that was the theme of Corinne's video that she put up this morning in the tribe. And so after this call, y'all don't leave this call now. Stay with me for the next hour or so. But after this, if you haven't watched that video, I want you to go back and do that. It's the most recent video she did from today. She was in her car driving and she talked about motivation. And so, but yeah, like you don't lose motivation because it makes it sound like, you know, like you lost it. Like, you know, like it was out of your control. And really what you're doing is that you're not choosing to feel motivated anymore. So let me go back to the comments real quick before I go on to the next slide. Kim went back to basics and found she needed to adjust her 2 to 2. Donna said maybe she's bored in terms of, you know, and that's like if you get bored with stuff, you lose motivation to do it, right? So that's all connected for sure. Gail said she called herself pantry surfing every night, and the urge jar has helped her. That's something that's explained in a Life Coach School podcast. So we won't talk about that tonight, but if y'all want to know more about the urge jar, just search for that under the Life Coach School podcast. Yes, I know I'm not in slideshow mode, Debbie. Couldn't figure out how to get it to work, so I'm just not worrying about it. Donna, totally. And we're just about to talk about that. She's listening to her old thoughts instead of choosing better thoughts. And we're going to talk about specific thoughts that you can practice thinking to get your motivation back, because it's always in your control, right? So speaking of being you being in control, this is something we talk about in the Big Ass Action course. Again, which we're focusing on for the next week or so in April. I got my handy dandy workbook here. Got it out today when I was getting ready for this. And I love this concept of the owl versus wow mindset, where owl is, it's a victim mindset, right? You're living in the victim mindset world. I lost my motivation. Poor me. I'm never going to figure this out. You know, everybody brings all this food around me. It's all of this like external stuff that is causing you to not lose weight. And y'all know that that's not true. And we're going to talk about that in a second. it's always your thoughts and feelings, right? And so the wow mindset is what you want to move to. You're the adult of your world. I love the term grown-ass woman. You are a grown-ass woman. Corinne maybe coined that. And you're a big-ass action taker. And so you'll tell yourself, okay, I'm not choosing to feel motivated right now. I can always choose to feel it through my thoughts. And so I'm always in control of my results because I always control my thoughts and feelings. So we're talking about getting into the wow mindset. Okay, so this is specifically out of Corinne's live from today or from her video. How to feel motivated, right? How to get your motivation back. And again, that is in your control. So the first thing she said was, get your brain in order. And I was just talking about that with the thoughts, and we'll talk about that in a second. Number two is quit looking externally for motivation. And so that's just what I was saying, where we look at things outside of ourselves to either not motivate us or to motivate us. So that's where we look for the, you know, the next shiny new program. I can't figure this out, so I'll go do No Sugar, No Flour. Or I'll join, you know, this program or that program. And so we'll talk about more about that. Another way to feel motivated is to set yourself up for success. And that sounds kind of like, duh, but I'm going to talk about some specific ways to set yourself up for success. And the last thing about feeling motivated is that you have to remind yourself that motivation is earned through big ass action. So you can do these first three things to kind of gin up some motivation, right? But the motivation really kicks into high gear when you get into action anyway. So many of you all and so many of our members are waiting for that, you know, that click or that just surge of motivation before they do anything. And that's not the way it works. You've got to get into action first, and then the motivation, a lot more motivation comes. So that's really the way it works. Okay, before I move on, I'll just kind of go over here. Let's see. Yes, and you ask yourself, am I waiting for external motivation? That's a really great question to ask yourself. And just kind of, and then your brain will kind of scan, like, what am I looking for outside of myself to motivate me when I really need to look inside? All right. Sounds like Donna's done her work and fought her way through the crappy thinking. And so this should be right up your alley. Okay. So number one, get your brain in order. So we're going to talk about thoughts here and thoughts around external factors, right? Because we always have control about anything in our lives through our thoughts. And so post your favorite kind of power thoughts in the comments in terms of what thought creates motivation for you. So here's some that I got from Corinne's video. And some that I came up with. I'm determined to keep going. And think about, like, when you do see like a shiny new program, or you do think about doing No Sugar, No Flour or something, you can use those experiences and be like, okay, what was I thinking when I was thinking about doing that? You know, what do we think about when we get excited about doing something new or different? And it's like, this could work for me. And it's just going to take time. So that's another one. This is really going to help me. This could really help me. I'm excited to try this. I have what I need to get started. But the thing is that you don't have to have a shiny new program, right? You don't have to have that shiny new thing over here to look forward to. You can create those thoughts whenever you want. So let's see what your favorite thoughts are. I can succeed at this. I can do hard things. I'm a badass. My future self will be proud of what I'm doing. Love that one. I can and I will. I have all the tools I need to lose weight. I'm worth it. Being overweight is hard. Eating healthy is hard. Choose your hard. That reminds me of a coaching call I did. Gosh, it's probably been a couple months ago where I was like, choose your crappy. It's crappy to be overweight. And sometimes it's crappy to eat on plan, right? Choose your crappy. If this was easy, what would you do? Love that. Love to get my brain working on that. How can weight loss be easy? You can do this. I'm a badass. In this moment, I choose me. I love that for you moms and stuff who are always putting other people first. I'm not a quitter. Love that one, Jennifer. Who better than me? Right? No one. That's the answer to that, right? I show up, especially when I don't want to. I mean, how awesome is that? If you just show up, especially when you don't want to. What if you actually thought about doing something and you're like, I don't want to do that. And then you thought, oh, well, this is a time I for sure need to show up. You could totally turn your thinking around stuff that you know, don't like doing now, or you don't feel like doing in the moment. I'm a badass in training. I love that, Kathy. You actually have badass in your name on Zoom. That is so badass. The only thing that is rocket science is rocket science. You can do this. Love it, y'all. Okay. So here's another question down here at the bottom. I love that y'all are just getting the inside behind the scenes with all my presentation notes. It was just meant to be. Ask yourself, what do I need to put in place to keep things motivating, to keep feeling motivated, right? That's your question to ask. And so we're going to talk about some specific things here in a minute. And here's one of them. Quit looking for external validation. So this is number two in how to, let's just go back here, how to feel motivated. So right here, number two, quit looking externally for motivation. And so that's, again, just that wow mindset where you are the boss of you. You are always in control. So you don't look outside of yourself for motivation or validation. And so, you know, a lot of times we'll hear from members who, you know, are really disappointed that folks have not said more about their weight loss, you know, haven't commented about their weight loss and things like that. And when you're looking for the external validation, here's the deal from someone who has lost all of her weight and is now maintaining it. It goes away eventually anyway, right? I mean, people kind of get used to you being at this weight and they don't say anything anymore. And so it's never good to depend on that for your motivation or to validate yourself anyway. And so what if you only needed you to validate yourself and to motivate yourself? And that's true. So everything external to you is a circumstance. And I know y'all are in Queens Club, so most of y'all know about the model, right? So someone from work making a comment, hey, you've lost a lot of weight. That's a circumstance. You get to choose how you think, feel, and act because that circumstance is there. But you don't have to have it, right? Because you can create your own thoughts inside of you. But yeah, the other thing is this external, this shiny new thing in terms of you don't need that for motivation because y'all know you don't need anything else other than the four basics. That's it. That's all you need. So, you know, it's not exciting after a while because you're not. I always think about, you know, when I think about the shiny new thing, I think about all the times I joined Weight Watchers. And every time you get that new little packet of booklets. And I just remember thinking, okay, it's, you know, this is it this time. I just love all this new stuff. And this is what's going to motivate me to lose weight this time. And that was the problem, right? And I never lost the weight and kept it off with Weight Watchers because I wasn't doing the mental work. I was depending on the meetings and the booklets and all of that stuff to motivate me when I needed to start with myself. So, all right, let's see who else is commenting. Does this fit my why? So, Lizzie, it sounds like you got your why dialed in, right? Everyone needs to be clear on their why they want to lose weight. And then constantly ask yourself, does this fit in with my why? I'm working towards my best self. Love that. I read that already. Okay. Yes, and Cindy is agreeing with me about Weight Watchers. New packet, new planner, new calendar, new whatever, right? I felt I was giving myself a clean start, but then sabotaged myself. It's the same thing when I used to start every semester in college, right? You get these new notebooks and new notebook paper, and you have these shiny new books. And okay, I'm gonna make all A's this semester. And then you're thinking that those notebooks and those books and all that kind of stuff were going to motivate you, when once again, it's up to you. So, Malia, rack up the small wins. We're going to be talking about small wins in a second. Give yourself credit. Give myself credit, no matter how small. Be proud of the little things. Love that. Kathy says, I love the I'm ending the day statements at the bottom of the assessment page. Yes, I love checking one of those boxes. Me too. I also like the one thing that went right today. Absolutely. We're going to be talking about assessment in a minute. And the number one assessment tool we have in PNP is the assessment page in the planner, right? It is the key to assessing your day. And she said it helps her focus on her success. Absolutely, because you can always find one thing that went right today. And I actually like to sometimes I scratch out what went right, just because I can kind of get a little perfectionist, black and white, right, wrong kind of thing. And so I change it sometimes to what is one thing that I can be proud of today. And so I can always find something I can be proud of, whether that is literally I got up out of bed and, you know, went to work, or I, you know, took a shower today, or I, you know, for those of y'all with kids, I kept my kids alive today. Those are my favorite real simple answers to that question. Okay, so quit looking for external validation for your motivation. And then number three is set yourself up for success. Okay, so this is where we talk about the small wins and how to set yourself up. Of course, you've got the planner. You've got the system in place for your success. And in terms of when I say the planner, I don't necessarily mean the blue binder. I mean whatever works for you to plan your food every day and assess your food. If that's just a little bitty spiral bound notebook, if that's a, you know, app on your iPad, or if that is the PNP planner, whatever works for you, whatever way that you will do it, that is how you set yourself up for success. So, collect and track wins. So this is where we talk about the small wins. And this is what Malia was talking about. Where one of my other favorite tools in the tribe is the habit tracker. And so that is in the worksheets page on the website, pnptribe.com. If any of you all are close to the website, you could post the link in the chat. And it is a way for you to track any kind of small win that you want to, right? You can track the number of times that you did a plan in an assessment every day. You can track your water. You track all the basics, right? You can track your exercise. You can also track, you can also use the urge worksheet. I believe it is on that same page, and track your urges, your unanswered urges. Those are small wins too, right? I want to say unanswered urges are big wins. They're always big wins to me when I do not answer an urge with food. So that is just, I mean, when you have those systems in place to track, because it's just, there's something different about looking like at an entire month and seeing your progress and seeing what you accomplished. And here's the other thing. You do that math on the habit tracker where you kind of come up with the percentages. And I love that because our brain just kind of wants to focus on the days that we didn't follow our plan or the days that we didn't get all of our water in or whatever it is. And when we can look at the month as a whole, because the habit tracker goes monthly, then we can really see, you know, that we really made some progress and we really had some success in the month. And so I just think the habit tracker is such an awesome tool. Accountability group challenges. How many of y'all are in accountability groups? And this is another way to set yourself up for success. If you all have not watched the success story video that came out on Monday, the Big Ass Action success story videos, at the end, Melanie Jones from Hot Mess Express talked about some of the stuff that they've been doing in their accountability group. And we're actually going to take one of their ideas and do it with the whole group. So it's all about assessing your hunger and really figuring out if you're really hungry and things like that. So they just have some amazing things that they do. And that's another way you can set yourself up for success and stay motivated. Finally, and the last way is to assess, and I was talking about this at the beginning, right? When you have a stall or a plateau. Because, all these kind of things that I'm talking about are all just kind of little tips and tricks that you can incorporate to bust out of a plateau. And so you may already be doing your plan and your assessment. And so maybe you might see that you are, I think somebody was talking about like an evening snack or something. And so let's say you're putting it on the plan, or maybe you're not putting it on the plan and you're having a snack after dinner, or some dessert or something sweet or something. And you can always add it to your plan, right? That's kind of step number one in terms of just being realistic planning and just adding it to your plan and, really being conscious about making the decision to follow your plan if you want to, right? So when the evening snack comes, it's on your plan, you can choose whether or not to eat it. But another way, and I mean, that may be kind of a way of leveling up, right? It is a way of leveling up, actually, is, this is for the next slide. Ask yourself how you can level up 1% today. That was discussed in Atomic Habits. And there's also a book called The Compound Effect, which I haven't read, but I think it's the same concept where little bitty wins, it's all about small wins equal big wins. And so how could you level up today? And this is how you assess your plans. If you're in a plateau, if you're just wanting to level up, but when you think about leveling up, it's like, you can't think of any way to level up, or it seems like it's too big or too much. You get overwhelmed. 1%, y'all. I mean, that is nothing, right? I mean, that's 1%. It's not nothing, but 1%. And so 1% for you could be to add that evening snack to your realistic plan for the next couple of weeks and see what happens. So yes, leveling up 1% is big ass action, and it's how you can earn motivation. And that's the last thing in the four ways. Let's go back to that. In the four ways to feel motivated is that you remind yourself that motivation is earned. Like I said, you can kind of gin up some before you get into action, but you really reap the rewards of your action by feeling really motivated. And so it's just all about getting into action first. Before you feel like it, before you really feel motivated, before you really have a lot of confidence, you just get into action. And my favorite quote that I used when I lost my weight was, "I doubt it, but I do it." And so I had doubt about the four basics. A lot of y'all do probably. And it's like, you have thoughts like, it couldn't possibly be this easy. I'll never lose the weight. But I said, but I do it. I did it anyway. And I'd continue to do it every day to maintain my weight. So motivation is earned. It's earned through big ass action. So let's see what y'all got here. Yes, what am I proud of? For someone who feels the need to be perfect, I really like this thought. Absolutely. I like to call myself a recovering perfectionist. Trish says her group does, her accountability group does a challenge every week. Each of us picks what we want to work on for that week. Love it. I just love how y'all are like coming up with ideas about how to engage all the members of the group. Jen says there's an app called Habit Share where you can track on your phone and share with accountability partners. So yeah, I mean, that's like, y'all, we have so many tools at our fingertips with our phone, with just our phone. I mean, you know, there's a reason they say there's an app for that, because there's an app for everything. And so we can't use that as an excuse not to get into action, for sure. Yes, Hot Mess Express in the house, 1%. Oh my gosh, Kathy, perfect example of leveling 1%. She had started walking for 20 minutes. She walked for 21 minutes. Y'all, everybody can do an extra minute of walking, right? That is an awesome example of 1%. Kathy, you said you struggle finding 1%, but that was you that came up with that idea. So let's come up with some other ideas of up-leveling 1%. Kim says she leveled up by committing to eating all meals at the table. You know, that can be somebody's 1%, right? None on the couch. So she's not eating distracted. That's awesome. Trish says she eats her vegetables before the entree. I love that one. It's another way to level up, right? And these are all just ways to kind of get creative if you're in a stall or a plateau. What is one way that I can level up? Let me go back to that. Just have that on the slide. How can I level up 1% today? Definitely. So just an awesome question to ask yourself. You know, you can put that in the question of the day in your planner and, you know, just get your brain working on it, because your brain, what you think about, what your brain focuses on expands. My friend Coach Jane taught me that, where what you focus on expands. And so any place that you put your focus, whether it's positive or negative, your brain is going to expand on it, because your brain is just like a computer. It's just like a machine. You just, it wants to be told what to do. And so when you focus on ways that you can't lose weight or ways that you can't get out of your plateau, it's going to look for those ways. But if you look for ways that you can get out in terms of leveling up 1% or whatever it is, it's going to scan your environment for ways to level up. Okay. Oh, I love that one, Kathy. She works from home and she started using the bathroom downstairs, so she gets a few more steps in. I need to work on getting a few more steps in during the day. Roz, one piece or serving of fruit per day is her minimum. So that's a good way to level up. Kathy says, Gail did the math on Kathy's 20 minutes versus 21 minutes, and it's actually 5%. I think I'm better at math than Corinne. Y'all don't tell her this, but I think she knows that. But that is not math. The whole percentage thing is not math. I could do it in my head. Yeah, Kathy, why don't you, I mean, if you want to post in the Facebook group, what is one way? I mean, and actually, we've had some posts already. If y'all want to just search in the Facebook group 1% or level up, there have been some posts already in terms of just ideas on leveling up, just ideas on small wins. So that's been discussed already. But yeah, do another post. You know, and get folks thinking about it, get folks focused on it. Okay, so I am at the end of my presentation. So I've got, let's see, about 20 minutes to either answer questions or to coach anybody. So let me unshare this presentation. Here we are. And the light is not great in here with my lamp on, but not going to change it now. And so if you'll have any questions, put those in the Q&A box. And if you want to get coached, raise your hand. Y'all, there are 81, I guess, including me, there are 81 people here. I'm going to make a note of that. I meant to look and see how many Queen's Club members there are, because, oh my gosh, with our new members, a lot of them had lost a lot of weight already. And so we had a bunch of them join. And then, you know, because we let anyone who has lost 25 pounds with PNP, with the groupies, or with any other program, Weight Watchers, you know, just on their own, they can join Queen's Club and get this extra, you know, this extra stuff every month. So if y'all have any friends in the tribe who have already lost weight and haven't joined Queen's Club, then for sure direct them to the website to sign up, right? I actually am going to make a note here. And again, y'all raise your hand if you want coaching, because if not, I'm just going to get out of here. Okay, we got somebody. There are 955 Queen's Club members. Oh my gosh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, Tanya, let's see what you have to say. Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Well, let's see. Can I hear you?
Oh, yeah, you can hear me.
I unmuted you, but I don't think I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can see you now. Okay. Nope, I can't hear you.
Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Oh, let's see.
Okay, I should be good now.
Nope, I still can't hear you.
Oh, they.
I think I've unmuted you. They're on my side. Why don't you go back out and check your settings and then just come back in and raise your hand again. Okay. I think I have a question to answer. So just come back in again.
Okay.
And I'll get you back on. And y'all, there's always office hours. So I'm going to be on office hours on Saturday, noon to two. That is my standing time. I've just gotten to where I love my Saturday afternoons with y'all. So I will always be on that call as well. So if y'all want coaching, but somebody raise your hand. Or Tanya, come back. Okay. It was just about 955 members. Oh, let's see. That is a total of at least 23,875 pounds lost. How did you do that math, Lizzie? We're just doing all kinds of math tonight. Oh my God, y'all could hear her. Oh my gosh, Tanya, come back. Come back. I know what it was. I'm not even going to tell y'all because I'm embarrassed. I had mute on my phone. So. Sorry. I am just like, I'm here. Not necessarily at 100% on my game today. So I had my computer muted. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I was over here telling you but they can hear me. And then I'm like, oh, but she can't hear me. So she doesn't hear me saying this to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I can only read lips a little bit. So anyway, what's up? What's going on?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay. Marissa, can you come back? Go see Aunt Debbie. I know. Who did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. Sorry.
That's all right.
All right. Just go. Do you want to go pop in the shower real quick? There you go. Okay. That'll make you feel better. All right. Love you.
I love it when kids come on.
I know. And she's like devastated. And then she sees the sparkling water and is like, oh, now I'm fine. I'm like, okay. All right, I don't feel as guilty.
What's up? Okay.
All right. Just listening to the going through this, right, and talking about the leveling up and looking for leveling up, one of the things that popped into my head is, so I do my assessments and I track them, and I think I do a pretty good job of in real time assessing them. But then I think one of the things that I've noticed is that I don't pick up on the trends, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't think that I go back and look at enough of a length of time to then be able to see trends where I could then say, oh, here, and this time I need to plan for this, or in this time I need to plan for that. Do you have any recommendations on just what's a good habit for that? Or,
yeah.
You know,
Well, I was going to ask you too, but I think, yeah, just kind of making a date on your calendar, maybe once a month, you know, maybe when you, I mean, it can really be any amount of time. I mean, you don't want to have to go through months and months of your food truck. Right. It could be every week. I mean, it's really, it could be kind of different time periods. It could be, you know, at the end of the week, you just look back through the whole week and kind of look for trends and look for, patterns and things like that. Right. And then maybe at the end of the month, when you're doing your monthly assessment anyway, right? Because we have that as part of the planner, then you could just go back and look at your food journals. Cause that's an awesome idea of leveling up because it's like we forget. I mean, I don't even remember what I had for lunch yesterday. You know, I mean, it's like we just forget. Our brain just moves on to the next thing. And so when you can go back and remind yourself, oh yeah, that's what and that's why it's important. I mean, it's best to have like as many details as you can in your plan, in your assessment, you know, I mean, you don't want to write a novel every day, but if something significant happened, you know, that's what that little notes section is for. Is like, if there's something that you want to remember for the future, put it in that little notes section. And then you can go back and review that periodically.
And kind of do that. Okay. And then
that's
find
an awesome
that.
Idea.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. Kathy asked, does the Century Club have any perks like special classes or coaching calls? Not yet. That is really a really good question. And, I think that we just had a small number and now it's growing. We actually recognized, that makes me write a note. Hold on a minute, y'all. Something I need to ask Mary Jo. We have the Century Club is growing like by leaps and bounds. And we gave out 5 or 6 Century Club awards. And that's definitely one perk of the Century Club is that you get a fancy kind of crystal looking plaque for being in the Century Club. And so, it's just awesome. So as far as I know, I think that that's it for now. And we were just waiting for it to grow a little bit more. And then maybe we would do something specifically for that group. Okay, Kathy asks, I'm about 10 pounds from what I said is my goal weight. I'm really excited to see what actually happens when I hit this magical number. I'm open to the possibility that I might keep losing. How did you decide on your final weight? So, good question, Kathy. And it's interesting that you call it this magical number, right? What makes it magical to you? Because, you know, it may be something that, you know, just a number that you've strived for so long. But you also don't want to have expectations of just, you know, rainbows and daisies and unicorns jumping around when you step on the scale and see that number, right? Because it's just a number. And when I lost my weight and I got down to 150 was one of my goals. I just remember, you know, I kind of went through a time where I was like, gosh, when I got to 150, I thought my whole life would be perfect. You know, it would be magical. And so you want, you know, on your way down, on your way to your goal weight, you want to kind of manage those expectations and just remind yourself that no one else outside of you is going to change when you reach this magical number. It's up to you to create the magic, right, inside of you, no matter what number is on the scale. So there's a whole BS lesson on whole no BS lesson on setting your goal weight. I believe it is in creating your future self. And so y'all can go back to that no BS lesson. And Corinne talks all about it. But it's just a matter of there's no magic way. Speaking of magic, there's no magic way of choosing a goal weight. And I almost think it's not something we need to spend too much time on because like you said, Kathy, you might hit, what your goal weight is. You didn't say specifically what it was, but you may hit it and then decide that you want to lose some more and that's okay. So it's a matter of just kind of setting goals on the way down. And I truly believe that your body just kind of levels out. Okay, 140 is your goal. So I truly believe your body kind of levels out at where it wants to be. Because here's the thing, when you reach your goal weight, you don't change anything, right? You don't get to eat more food. You don't quit doing the four basics unless you want to gain all the weight back. I mean, you're just doing the same thing you always did. And so your body just kind of naturally levels out. And so, and that's where talking about kind of a stall and a plateau, I mean, that's kind of where your weight is staying the same. But let's say maybe you've reached your goal weight and your weight is kind of creeping up a little bit. That's another time that you can really get creative about your assessing and figure out what you can level up to get that weight back down to where you want it to be. So, good question. Let's see. I've lost my 25 pounds, Mary said, to lose, but the intensity for me to lose weight has gone. How can I get it back? That's exactly what I talked about for the entire presentation, Mary, about how to get your motivation back. And so if you weren't here for the whole presentation, then just go back and listen, or just go back and listen again. Here's the thing, y'all, with any of these coaching calls, with any of these master classes, you're always at a different place when you're listening to them. You know, if you listen to them again, go back to the Queen's Club site and look at all of the past master classes and look at all the coaching calls. You know, Corinne does a coaching call every month with y'all here in Queen's Club. And so anytime you want to go back and listen and just review, then you're always at a different place. You're always going to hear something different. You're always going to catch some, you know, little nugget that you didn't before. So yeah. So Mary, I want you to go back and just take notes and get after it. And I want you, the entire time you're watching the presentation, I want you to ask yourself your question. How can I get my intensity for weight loss back? Okay. And that's the same thing as your motivation, right? How can you get the motivation back? And so that's what we talked about tonight. I think it's Kathy said she listened to her coaching call from Saturday and wrote down all the things that I told her to work on. And that's the thing, y'all. Sometimes when you're getting coached, when you're actually getting coached in person, or, you know, one-on-one, you don't have time to take notes, right? And that's why we record all these calls, so that you can always go back and revisit them, take notes. And here's the whole thing, y'all, and I'll kind of end with this. I just heard my stomach like really growling. It's dinner time for me. I think I'm at a negative two. This is the thing about big ass action. What is the thing about big ass action? I lost my train of thought when I had to get a drink of water. Big ass action is all about figuring out, you know, what you need to do to that works for you. And so, yeah. Okay. So this is big ass action. Applying what you've learned. That's what I want to end with tonight, because y'all can consume all of this information all day long. I mean, there are enough coaching calls. There are enough courses. There's enough Facebook Lives to last a lifetime. But if you are not actually applying the information that you are consuming, it's worthless. You might as well press stop. You know how Corinne says, just push play. You might as well press stop if you're not actually going to apply what you've learned. And so that, I think, is the definition, you know, a big ass action is to actually apply all of the things that you're learning here at PNP. And that means you don't have to listen to every single thing that we have. You know, we call it Netflix, right? Just choose one thing and say, okay, I'm going to like rock this one thing. I'm going to rock my water for the next 2 weeks and just get it nailed. So, Tony, no, I did not mean to say that everyone in Queen's Club knows the model, because that's absolutely not true. And That's why we're really kind of moving kind of away from referring to the model to just really talking about how our thoughts create our reality. And yes, I know that you newbies, you April babies, have not gotten to the model lessons yet. So you're absolutely not supposed to already know it. And that's okay, because that's just where you are right now. And that's right where you're supposed to be. So so we'll keep that in mind, Tony. Thank you for your feedback on that, because we certainly don't want like these calls or these classes to be confusing to you, right? And so, but again, we are kind of moving away from you know, really just writing a lot of models and things like that, because again, it's more just about how our thoughts create our feelings and our feelings create our actions. And so, all right. Anything else, y'all? All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here and go eat some dinner. So let me make sure there weren't any more questions. Okay. Didn't see any more questions. Thank y'all so much for being with me tonight. I just love doing these masterclasses. It's really fun to kind of create a course from start to finish. And I think that Kathy and I both are going to be doing more of this in the tribe. So just look more for that. But if y'all have any comments or any questions, you know that you can always post in the Queens Club group and tag me or Kathy. And y'all, Ask Coaches. Oh, my gosh. We love doing Ask Coaches. It is just, it's one of my favorite things that I do here in PNP. And so if you all have not utilized Ask Coaches to ask any question you want, there's no such thing as a stupid question in Ask Coaches. Or at support@pnptribe.com, as a matter of fact. So we are here for you, okay? All right, guys, take care. Bye.